You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott here to look ahead to the best of the racing coming up on the 27th of December. I'll tell you the truth, Pimmers, I don't know what day it is because they all merge into one at the minute, but it's the day after Boxing Day. We're recording this on Boxing Day. I hope all the listeners had a wonderful Christmas, and I trust that you did too, Mr. Pimlott.
I did indeed, actually. It's what we call St. Stephen's Day in Ireland. Boxing Day over here. If I put my hands up, I'd possibly overindulge in too much sonsa. But
really?
I'm still fairly bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Looking forward, obviously, for the action this afternoon, and it's still tremendous action.
The day
after Boxing Day.
Exactly. We're recording this prior to Boxing Day's racing. And a few meetings already fallen foul to the weather on the 27th, on the Sunday. There'll be no racing at Chepstow or Wetherby. They're already off. Limerick was off on Boxing Day, so remains to be seen if they're racing there. Hopefully Leopardstown, Chelmsford and Kempton, no such problems there. So we're going to look at four races at Kempton Park. It is part of the William Hill Winter Festival, the second day of that from Kempton, following on from the King George on Saturday. Obviously, it's a shame, this weather. I mean, we're based in Leeds. Looking outside now, it's pretty much pitch black, isn't it? It's no surprise that Wetherby didn't make it.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, we're only half an hour away from Wetherby. The rain's been torrential. Again, difficulty getting here. Might even be harder trying to get home, but what the heck, we're here now. So that's all good stuff. And again, you know, it was that bad at Wetherby that they were able to make the decision about tomorrow's race and today.
Exactly.
So they, you know, it wasn't difficult to call, that's for sure.
And that was from no scheduled inspection as well. Well, this time yesterday, say,
on
Christmas Day, there wasn't one planned. So,
yep. Right.
Right, we're going to focus on four contests at Kempton. There have been a few changes to race times there, given the abandonments. But the first is the 1:25. It is the WilliamHill.com Novices Chase. Registers as the Wayward Lad Novices Chase. It's a grade two contest, even. Easy for me to say. Over a 2 mile trip, and we've got five runners down to go to post. And five good runners as well, Pimmers. It's hard to rule many of these out. I mean, Iterad is likely to be the outsider, and a lot of people will see it as a race between Vanitor and Armad. But that said, there are five really nice horses. You wouldn't mind owning one of these, would you?
Oh, no, absolute cracking renewal of the Wayward Lad Novices Chase. And like you say, possibly with the exception of Iterad, who, to be fair, has won his last couple of races, but possibly not on the same level as his four opponents tomorrow afternoon. It's very intriguing indeed. Armad jumped beautifully at Sandown last time out, won very nicely indeed by 10 lengths, and that yard is still in rampant form. You can say the same thing about Harry Whittington's yard as well, that trainer of Arzel. He's looking to put a hat-trick of wins together, having won at Newbury last time. He beat Oso 13 lengths. That was, a very convincing performance indeed. And then you've got obviously what looks like going to start favourite Vanitor, trained by Nicky Henderson. He was a very, very impressive winner over fences at Kempton when he beat Kiwi by 19 lengths. He made all, he jumped well, really put in an eye-catching performance. And again, I think this easy right-handed 2 miles of Kempton will suit him down to the ground. And then we've got the St James, who again is only a four-year-old. He's got the hood and the tongue tie on. But again, he could be an interesting horse indeed for the John Joe Yard. Again, more than likely needs to up his game, having what we saw when he was beaten half a length by Viator Rock at Bangor last time out. But again, he could be a little bit more to come from him. And then with him being a French bred, you'd imagine that the ground, which is officially good to soft in places as we record, shouldn't be an issue. But I think the horse with the most scope for me is going to be the Nicky Henderson runner, Vanitor.
Okay. Vanatur, the pick then in the 125. Will be interesting to see if they do let Ahmad go off like he did last time, because he went off at a mad pace last time, but his jumping was just absolutely incredible.
Stunning right now, performance by Ahmad. Yeah, that, the other thing is, though, you've got two that might want to make it, Vanatur and him. So that could be a cutthroat decision, really, if they want to go head-to-head from the off.
Okay. The next race that we're going to look at is the 2 o'clock from Kempton. It is the WilliamHill.com Desert Orchid Chase, a Grade 2 contest over the 2-mile trip. Some nice winners this in recent years as well. Special Chiaro won it last year, doesn't turn up this time, but Cider Grugy won it 2 years ago, and he is here again. Bounced back to form in no uncertain terms when last seen, but comes up against Sprinter Sakura, who, of course, another horse that has had his issues. Looked back to his best, didn't he, last time? Back to his brilliant best. And you would expect, if he can replicate that, he'd have to win this. But the bounce factor, you've got to factor that in, haven't you?
Yeah, you have a little bit. And I just think Henderson's horses at the moment are a little bit topsy-turvy, if you know what I mean. They're not running badly, but they're not firing on all cylinders, and one or two are, you know, hitting the buffers along the way before they get to the racecourse even. I mean, it's a tremendous performance by Sprinter Sakura at Cheltenham last time out. His old opponent, Summersby, takes him on again tomorrow afternoon, and I see no reason why Summersby can turn that form around with Sprinter Sakura. It was brilliant to see Cider Grugy bounce back to form at Sandown last time as well. Again, going right-handed again, the Boyles will need to be aware that he is going to go a little bit left. So, you know, on his inside, he's far more favourable than going left of him, that is for sure. But again, he bounced back to form, having disappointed on his debut this season. Vibro Valat, again, a little bit to find, I feel, on the form. But, you know, he was 7 3/4 lengths behind Cider Grugy last time at Sandown. I can't really see why he should reverse that form as well, to be perfectly honest. Sir Valentino, he's going to be the rank outside of the field, obviously, got a bit to find. And Summersby will run his usual big race, but more than likely won't be good enough on the day. So, Cider Grugy, Sprinter Sakura, two stars of the National Hunt game, head-to-head in that 2-mile Desert Orchid Chase. I'm hoping Sprinter Sakura comes out on top.
OK, Sprinter Sakura to confirm the form with Vibrato Valtat, and, of course, to get the better of old foe Cider Grugy in what promises to be an exciting renewal of the WilliamHill.com Desert Orchid Chase at 2 o'clock. Next up is the 2:35. It is the William Hill Handicap Chase. 3 miles the trip for this one, Pimmers. We've got 15 runners down to go to post at the time of recording, and so many of these arrive here off the back of a really good run last time. It's difficult to know where to start, isn't it?
This is definitely a tricky one. Mm. This is a real, real competitive 3 mile handicap chase. Top class horses in there. Official rating of 145 for open hearted. So, you know, they're no mugs, any of these runners in this race. And there are some interesting ones along the way. I'm going to look for value for you. And I think one of those value bets could be the Last Samurai for Kim Bailey. Mm-hmm. This will be his second run, I think, for Kim Bailey. And he ran plenty well enough 29 days ago.
You've seen so many horses as well, haven't you, that have come from Donald McCain's yard who've gone elsewhere and have just improved just that little bit, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've had a change of scenery. And, you know, they have been running fairly well. And again, this fella's well. And Kim Bailey's having a great time of it. And David Bass has done well since he's joined up with him. So I think that's an interesting player at more than likely a double-figure price. Mm. And I'm going for another yard that's in form for another one that, again, I'm slightly concerned that he might be in the clutches of the handicapper, but he's from a good yard who's in great form at the moment. And obviously, I'm thinking about the test match in South Africa as well. So I'm going for the opening batsman each way as well.
Nice.
Harry Fry and Noel Feely.
OK. Of course, opening batsman who did bounce back to form towards the end of last year. It had been quite a long time coming. Reappearance at, it was at Limerick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Munster National. Beaten well enough, but you can almost excuse that, can't you? And you'd imagine we'll be better today.
Oh, yeah, I think he'd be better for that outing 77 days ago. Yard's in very good form. And again, off of Margo 143, it's not going to be easy, but I do feel that he's got an engine.
OK, so we're going to take two against the field there.
Yeah, because both I think are going to be double-figure prices.
OK, so the Last Samurai and opening batsman to each way poke, shall we say, in a very, very competitive 2:35 from Kempton, the William Hill Handicap Chase. The final race that we're going to look at from Kempton Park is the 3:10. It is the William Hill Exclusive Mobile Offers Mayor's Handicap Hurdle. The extended three-mile trip for this one, we've got seven runners going to post. Certainly a little easier than the 2:35 race, Pim, as I told you, you'd imagine, to find the winner of. A few informed mares coming here. And a few that would need to show a little bit more than they have so far, you would imagine, to land a race like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's very competitive. It's good prize on offer, as you'd imagine. And again, a lot of these mares are coming into the race on the back of a win or a really good run last time out. Mark of 144 for Desert Queen tells its own story. She's obviously a very nice filly indeed. She was just a little bit iffy at the start last time out, wasn't wanting to line up at any stage and was led in. But again, once she got the lead and made most of the running, she kept on really strongly. And I feel that form at Ascot was pretty good, to be perfectly honest. Mm. 2.6 on that occasion. Again, 3 miles tomorrow won't be an issue for her. And I think she's a serious player despite the burden of top weight. But they are taking a valuable £7 off in the shape of Mr. Leg. Mm. So that could be a big bonus for Desert Queen. And of the others, I thought Tara Mist was still nicely weighted. She's only off a mark of 124, carries 10 stone sticks, got the informed Dickie Johnson on board. She ran okay at Ludlow behind Bella last time out. She possibly needs to up a game ever so slightly to get in the mix, but if she does take a step forward, she's definitely going to be a player off that featherweight, as I say, of 10 stone 6.
Okay, but the pick is going to be...
Now, I'm going to take the Desert Queen on. I'm going to take the Desert Queen on with Tara Mist, hoping that big advantage in the weights will help her along.
Okay, Tara Mist then, the pick in the 3:10. Can you just spin us through your four fancies for Kempton on the 27th of December, please, Mr. Pimlox?
Yeah, we can indeed. Looking towards the opening race at 1:25, we're going to go for Vanitu in the big Desert Orchid Chase, the Grade 2 feature race of the day at Kempton Park. Hopefully, big battle between the top two, Sprinter Sacra and Side of Grugy. Hopefully, Sprinter Sacra lands the spoils in the very competitive William Hill Handicap Chase at 2:35, two against the field, hopefully at double-figure odds, opening batsman and the last samurai. And in the final race that we're covering here on William Hill Radio is number 6, Tara Mist, in the mare's only race.
Lovely. Great talking to you, Chris.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of the festive period. I'll speak to you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.